Every school building renovation in District 87 over the last quarter century has had Colin Manahan's hands on it. That includes a major expansion to Bloomington Junior High, a new fine arts wing at Bloomington High School, and a new multi-purpose field at BHS. Manahan has been the district's facilities director since 1997. He's also been in charge of the district finances for the last 3 years. Manahan is giving up both jobs this summer as he retires. Manahan tells Eric Stock the pandemic made this past year the most memorable and the most challenging of his career.
I would say it's probably the saddest because there was no interaction with staff, with kids. A lot of these events that we go to really brighten the day, brighten the week, you know, whether it's homecoming or honors night or a cookout, you know, with administration and kids, all these things were put on hold. So I would say this last year has not been eventful in that way. It's been more sad than anything else.
What has been the most challenging part of this, from one, keeping the students and the faculty and the staff safe from the coronavirus while the finances take a back seat, but of course they can't take a back seat for long?
That's a fine line. A year ago, from a financial perspective, you know, when the crisis was in full bloom, we weren't sure what was going to happen to our revenue stream, quite frankly. You know, at the local level, with businesses struggling, people in general struggling, a big part of our revenue is property taxes. So we were concerned, you know, how that was going to fare. We also receive a fair amount of revenue, corporate personal property and replacement taxes. Again, with businesses struggling, we weren't sure. A lot of uncertainty went into this last year financially. Now, the good news is we've done very well with both of those revenue streams. We've done well with state and federal revenue streams. So we're in really good shape. But I couldn't say that a year ago because there was just way too much uncertainty on where this was all going.
What is the hardest part about handling both finances and facilities? Managing a $75 million budget and nearly a dozen buildings, it seems to be a unique skill set to handle the nuts and bolts of both of those things.
Well, and that's an interesting observation. I've been here for a long time, so I haven't been immune to the finances of the district, so to speak. We have had a very intensive capital campaign the last 20 plus years to improve our facilities. So there was a great deal of thought and planning going in to how to finance the reconstruction of all of our buildings. So I have been in tune to the finances of the district for a very, very long time. I may not get the numbers right, but these are rough estimates. I've managed all administratively, all of the construction projects from 1997 through today, and that's well in excess of 275 projects that were competitively bid at well over $80 million. So, you know, when you look at that sum of money, you can see a lot of money has been put back into the buildings, and it was needed. I mean, these buildings needed some help when I got here, and so I was part of a leadership team that had the opportunity to do that. And Dr. Riley sums it up best, where we've taken public school buildings and turned them into living communities, so to speak. They're very attractive. They're well-kept, you know, conducive to the learning environment.
What is the biggest challenge that District 87 faces heading into the future as sort of the hole in the donut surrounded by Unit 5, and tax revenues have largely been stagnant in recent years?
Well, and I would agree. Early 2000s, mid 2000s, we saw 3 to 4% EAV growth, and that's, and again, that's the term we look at when we look at local property taxes. Last 3, 4, 5 years, we've seen very little growth. In fact, we've seen probably, you know, a slight reduction in growth. So that is a challenge. However, I do want to point out, you know, that there's some good things going on in the community that will help. You know, we have Westminster Village that just put on major additions. So that will help us. We had the Candu factory to the west that's part of Bloomington Schools looking to expanding their operations. And then, of course, the Riving effect is impacting this entire community, both Bloomington Normal, in terms of employment, which will impact the housing market, which will impact the stores. So I think Bloomington Normal is on an uptick because of all the positive things going on with business in this area. So I think the future looks pretty bright.
That's District 87's Chief Financial and Facilities Officer Colin Manahan with Eric Stock. The district has hired Michael Cornell to take over finances and facilities starting in July. He comes from the Gardner School District in Grundy County.